One of the powerful forces that we're confronted with all the time, we hear in, even in yeshiva, but surely if you're out there in the workforce, is our distractions. Our distractions. There are powerful distractions in the world. Powerful. And when you really think about it, if you get distracted, that means that you have gotten yourself lost. You're lost. You're lost. And if you're lost, you better get yourself found. And to get found, you have to have a light that's going to shine away and get you anchored and inspired and dedicated and guided. And it's not a coincidence that to my right here sits such a person, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Talmud Chacham, a Dugma, someone to look up to, someone to light the way. So this was Rosh Yeshiva, Talmud Chacham.
Morning. I just to take off on what Rav said about getting lost. The Brisker Rav used to have he had a hanah when he would see a minhag that struck well in sort of with Klal Yisrael's goals and so on. Sort of the Yemenites wear these long payas. They invented them before the Tzidim invented them. And they call them simanim. And he liked that. He liked, he felt that it was very in tune with what Chazal said. But I always think, you know, when you have a siman on an aveda, it doesn't get lost. That's how you find an aveda, by looking at the siman. I guess when you have these things, you just don't get lost. These are simanim. So it's important sometimes to remember our visible markings, who we are and what we are, is sometimes a way not to get lost. Somebody once asked me, he was becoming frum, he had been a few months at Israel, and he asked me, he's gone back to college, about wearing the yarmulke, does he have to wear a yarmulke or not? And it's a congregation that's again a workplace, and you know, everyone depending on where they find themselves. And I told him, on a technical level, I can find you many a time not to wear a yarmulke. Work is that in its importance in the mitzvahs, maybe not up there on time. But I said, let me tell you something else. If you don't wear a yarmulke, you're going to be facing 613 nisyonos. The guys want to know why you can't join them Friday night. The girls don't understand why you're backing off. You never seem to be able to be out with the guys. You're going to need 613 excuses. I said, if you come with a yarmulke, 2 weeks is going to be tough. But it's one answer for 613 problems. So sometimes, you know, it's an issue, especially if you go out and you're in a sophisticated business environment and so on. It's one of those things to remember that in some way, there's plenty of room to be macro things. The problem always is how many problems that cause you. Once, if you identify yourself very strongly, very proudly as what you are, it definitely closes doors, it definitely limits your circle, but that circle becomes a lot more comfortable and a lot less chance of getting lost, like you said. So coming off what Jeff Klein said. I want to speak a little bit about a parasha this week. This parasha is the beginning of the Gula of Klal Yisrael. And there are some strange bits and pieces that are really hard to understand. And one of them is the back and forth between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. I want to point out two or three things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, listen, I've decided to go call Yisrael. Vayomer ki eye imach v'zelecho ha'oizken ha'shachticha. I'm giving you a sign. Moshe Rabbeinu is backing off. Moshe Rabbeinu says, who am I to go and go to Paro. Mi anochi ke lechol Paro. First thing, he backs off and he says, I don't know. V'chi oitzes meis on the side. Vayomei says, ki e ye imach, I'm going to be with you. This is the sign I'm going to be with you. When you take them out, you will end up over here in Har Sinai. That's where you're going to. That's where you're going to worship. Now, it's very, very strange. You know, if somebody says, you know, a guy's coming to pick up his passport, and I say to him, give me your ID. And the guy says, I'll tell you what, you give me the passport, and then I'll have a piece of ID. I mean, that's where my ID is. So give me my passport, and I'll have my ID. It's obviously, it's absurd reasoning. He says, Rosh says, I doubt that I'm the right person. So says, I have a sign for you. You know, if he needs a sign, he has a sign for you. What's the sign? That in a few months from now, or in a year plus from now, you're going to be standing at Har Sinai. Okay, I mean, well, it's you're chasing your tail. You want a sign that you are the one's worthy. And he says, well, you see at the end that you'll be the one that you'll be over in Har Sinai. It's very strange that if there's an oath, where is that oath? Moshe Rabbeinu then says, I'm going to come from Israel. They're going to ask me Mashmo, what's his name? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Erke Ashe Erke. Vayem Ekoisel Neisrol Erke Shachan Elecha. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asks what name? In the Pasuk itself, he says, Hashem Elokeav Aseichem, Shlachani Aleichem. So whatever the name Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov used, they had a Mesoris, obviously. And what's wrong with that name? Here's what name. And he says a name that's really mentioned in the Torah, and that's Erke. It's a shame that's Kaddish. The Rambam explains, and most of many other Rishonim, it's a variation of Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is Yudke Vavke. The root is from like Leos, to be, to exist, existence. And Erke is a variation of that. So why not say Shem Havaya? I mean, what is the variation? What is Erke a variation to Havai? It's a very, very strange name over here. And then the Pasuk finishes. The Pasuk says, Zeshmi la'olam v'zeh zichri l'dor dor is definitely going on Shem Havaya. Kosom al bnei Yisrael, Hashem akev aseichem. Zeshmi lom zechlador is going on Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the name that's used. So what's this name Erke over here? He also says Moshe Rabbeinu asked him. Rashi says Erke Asherke means I will be with them in every tzara. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, dial the tzara b'shaita. And he said, you're right. It's just Erke, and that's that. So it's not telling you that he'll be with you in all Golosim is not. The name. The name of Kadosh Baruch Hu was just Erke, and so he says, Erye imam betzora zeis ha-sheyim v'mshu shamans. So try a little bit to understand what the musig over here, what this name is. It's important because the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes a lot to us what we're talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find Rashi says he uses Elokim when it's a midas adin, uses Yud Kei Vav Kei Tzvis Rachamim. What exactly is the Shem Erke that is being used over here? I want to make another remark, another point out something else. In the Davening of Rosh Hashanah in Musaf, we say Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who's Melech on the Olam. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as judging the world, that's the Chronos, we speak about Shofros in different places. When we speak about Malchus, we're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech. In other words, it's a certain affirmation of belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And we have different cases, different places where you describe the Torah as a Melech and so on. There's one of them, the last one we finish with, is Voya Hashem l'melech al-kol ha'aretz, v'emu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo yechad. So we finish up the Alkei Nekava, that's where we have, that's where it comes from, and that's why some people don't say V'ne'emar, and so on. That's a very strange verse, because in a certain sense, it's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Melech. So basically we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Melech of the world, and however we understand the Madrega of that, but we're saying V'hoya Hashem Melech HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Melech HaKadosh. Where does that come from? So I'd like to explore a point that's a little bit of a subtle point, but very, very important understanding what the Mahalach here was, what exactly, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was related to Yisrael, and it's very significant in understanding a certain darga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Hanhaga. We know that the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud, Hei, Vav, and Hei, is Hoya, Ho, V'Yeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, and will be. Was is something that we call a reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. We're testifying to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a belief. What does it mean when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be? Is it something, is it a statement we're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a problem with that. Because we don't have any descriptions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatsoever. Everything we speak about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is indescribable. Beyond our understanding, we don't have words for it. The Sfarim say even the word Ein Sof, infinite, is a crude word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he is to himself, is not something that's in our purview whatsoever. We only speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he relates to us, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. And that's why the Medrash here says, you know, Al Shem Ma'aseh Nikra, I'm called, I am described and named by the interaction. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Adon, he's Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shofet, he's Elohim, and so on. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be? So that's not that, that's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nothing to do, where's their interaction? Was means we interacted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manigas. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manigas. What does it mean? So the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a point in the world, created a reality that starts with his hashgacha, that we can draw from asidus, from future. In other words, let's give an example of something in a different world, and then we'll see that how it fits in. A person will invest money in something that has a future. It's not simple. Try and take a child. You can work with a child and ask him to change a chocolate bar for a halva bar. And you know, the child may not be amenable to it. But tell a child, well, why don't you invest the money and in a month from now get a few chocolate bars? It's not real. I mean, I'm giving you a chocolate bar and all I'm getting is, I don't know, an IOU, a certificate, or a certificate of deposit, or chocolate on deposit, COD maybe. And what am I getting? The future is not real. Halachically, you can't make a kenyan on a future because the future is not real. It's a question. It's two things. It's a person not somech das. Person doesn't really see the future as a. It's not real, and a person doesn't really make a kenyan in a real sense of the word. And also, many I don't hold that you can't get to buy something, and the future is not a thing. The thing doesn't exist yet; it's not here, and it's not real. And you can't make a mashiach on something it's going to be. And even other kinyan, b'chalipin, whatever it is. So the concept of a future is something that, on the one hand, it's not with the delta of alolam, but people invest money on it. People do actually. Treated in most of the activities a person does. A person goes into business. He does so with the understanding that something will grow out of it. There is a certain sense of it. It means that let's take another Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that if a person says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vachrim, he's a nice guy. You know, sometimes when he's in a good mood, forget the averis. It says, Chas v'shalom in Chazal, Yivakim o'oyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I could be mepatal on this person. There is, the din is absolute. So where's the rachman we ask for? So Sharm says, and everyone says, it manifests itself in different ways. And one of them is that we can ask for a line of credit. We can't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur and say, Vayda Shalom, I did so many avers this year, why don't you charge me wholesale? Like, you know, charge me for 10 avers and let me off for 90 avers. That's a terrible argument, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevata Chas V'Shalom, he's not a vatra. But a person can say, hold off because I want to be better this year, and Bezus Hashem, I will make up for lost time. And it's just like when someone's a business that's under a lot of stress, and you hold off the creditors with the anticipation that things will work out and things will improve. That on Hagar is called Rachamim. Rachamim is interesting. It's the Oisius Macher, which means tomorrow. The mother's womb is called a rechem because it holds the macher in it. In other words, the idea that I now can tap into future comes from a very deep hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shorosh of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, the word din is always with what's there now. In Aramaic, day means this. It's a very, very specific article. The word, adin, it says, Basher Husham, when you dance, people ask the question always, and it's so funny because the answer lies in the words themselves. It says by Yishmael, Basher Husham, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was that Yishmael as it was then, it was a tzaddik. By the Sora Borer, it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was chasalov, he knows that he's going to do averus and become a murderer. So mutav shemazaka v'yamaz chayim. So he has the stira between it. The truth is, if you read what it says, there's no stira. Midas Adin is what's there now. Right now, Yishmael is a tzaddik, keep him there. I is going to become Yishmael. Okay? But if you go with Midas Adin, what is it? But the story of Mora, it's Rachmanis Adin. Akadosh Baruch Hu was chasahim. That Yom Zakah, Akadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Midas Rachmanis that can look ahead. In Ben Sora Mora, it's to look ahead in a very terrible way and to save him. In Midas Rachmanis, normally, it's we can ask for a line of credit based on what's going to be there. So Akadosh Baruch Hu says, the concept of a gullus means a hest upon him. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga at that time and moment is as if he were not there. There is nothing, the schus avos, he came, Hashem l'kei avoseichem, it says klaios of the avodah zarah, the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the end of the first parak is, these great roots of Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being against Avodah Zarah was just about gone, and there was nothing within the world of Klal Yisrael that would make them worthy of redemption. The Malachim come with Midas Adin, that's what Aha, and the Malachim said that we are, the Malachim said, Halola Gazer, Halola Gazer. There wasn't anything in the present that could possibly say why these people are worth more than that people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala one facet in the name Yud Hei Vav Hei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoya V'Yiya. Yiya doesn't just mean in 5 years from now it's going to be. It means there is now the ability to be Mesiyachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be Megala himself. It's a Hanhaga that's there now that's allowing for it to become. The Zohar Kodesh says the name Erker means Ano Zomin Lemehavi. I am getting ready to be. In other words, the isgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasid Lavo, is now starting. So that means now there's a shoresh that I can. So just like if a person, if a geneticist, today we understand it. If a geneticist looks at the cells and he can say what will be, and he can take a corrective action because the future is there already in the present. There is a madrigas. So a geneticist looks at cells. Not only is this child not a fetus, it hasn't been conceived yet. But there's already a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is that the tomorrow has a shorish in today. So b'meila, we can be mishtayer. That's the pshat in the pasuk we started, and it says v'hoya Hashem l'melach hakol aretz b'yoyim hahu yi Hashem echad u'shmei echad. It's a today, the malchus of tomorrow already exists today. The malchus of what's going to be, if Ahoy Hashem l'melech hakol aretz is a statement as true as Hashem is melech or Hashem is malach, except that it's on a very different madrega. It's in a form of potential. But when speaking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's as real as it says, Moshe, Ani Hashem, next week, Nemon Nifroya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's believed to be Poreya, means that an IOU by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kish. It is the same Havaya, the same fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzias. In everything that is, it's Metzias of Lashad Lavo. Whatever is Lashad Lavo is here now. So Mela, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Gilui here, the remarkable Gilui was that when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, the hest upon him is total. And this was not a moment when there wasn't a hest upon him. It says, Lama HaRaisa, things got worse. So when he came and told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me, he's not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. He's talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Hanhag of Yeh is now being misgala. You're not going to see a betterment now, and now it's as dark as it was, but you're going to see, you now have the future. And that's the Shani told Moshe, the sign, the difference between Oz and Mofez is as follows. A Mofez means something that is it's something that's out of nature. So Mofez is just something that is a miracle, quasi-miracle, and it proves it by being that way. And also just a sign, we ask for a sign just so that I know which direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a signpost. In other words, he asked him, how is it? I mean, how is the Gula coming? In other words, Mikoch, when is the Gula coming? Right now, they're not deserving of it, and you're not bringing the Gula now. So where is the Ois here doesn't mean a miracle to prove. It's where am I hanging my head on? What's the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm coming? And he said that. I just want to sort of apply it a little bit, finish off with some sort of application. There's Rabbeinu Yonah that says that if a person makes up his mind to listen to a mochiach or to a navi and who comes and tells him what to do, then he instantly becomes a different person. That's more or less the lashon. He's nefach lishacher and so on. And the point Rabbeinu Yonah is making is, it's sort of twofold. One is, if it's up to a person himself to better himself, at best he can refine himself, but he can't really become much better. I mean, if let's say my understanding is limited, I'm a limited person, every person is limited by definition, so I can't lift myself by my bootstraps. I can't become exponentially different than I am. Every person can work through his own things and sort of clarify what's good about him and settle what's not good. but you don't really grow tremendously. When you latch on to somebody bigger than you, then you can go as far as he is, if you stay to the right. You can actually move forward because you have somebody who understands much better than you, and you can get it, you know, by sort of trying to understand and so on. The Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, first of all, that for a person to become an Ishaka, become somebody who's exponentially greater than he was, it needs the other person. I mean, let's take a very simple example. Every person, when it comes to issues, like the psychological issues, so no person can be his own psychologist. You can be your own doctor. Because, you know, you may not be a wise idea, but this, if you have a cut in your hand, you can make a determination if you need a band-aid or you need stitches or whatever it is. But when you have a problem with an emotion and so on, you can't deal because your tools for dealing with it are biased. You always need an outside person to say, tell me the truth. Do you think I'm paranoid? Do you think that I'm obsessive? Do you think that I'm whatever it is? In Ruchnius, a person needs the other person to guide me, to take me where I'm not. But the second chiddush that lies in those words in the Rebbe Yonah is incredible. He says the effect of that is immediate. It's like if somebody, let's say the government, were to sign off that they will deposit $1 million in my bank account in a month from now, I can borrow it now, and it's as good as cash because of the solidity of it. In Ruchnius, if a person stells zu, if a person attaches himself and is determined to do X, Y, or Z from another person, its effect is immediate because that's how the Ruchnistic world is built. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in this hanhag of erker, of I will be, that is functions now. We're not talking about a future, we're talking about the future as it is already existing today. It's one of those extraordinary gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, because if we'd be stuck inching else, it's like if you try to inch yourself out of a quicksand, you inch out of it and hopefully you get out. Somebody throws you a line, and the pulling has come from there, it's a whole different world in terms of getting out. This is the tkufa in life where a person can have certain ambitions, a person can have she'ifos, strive for things. I mean, one of the things that makes this chabur extraordinary is that you have somebody who works so hard with everyone, and really, it's a luxury today. When I was at Bach in Yeshiva, my share had 40 bachim, and it was considered to be huge. Rav Nachum's share had 40 bachim. I can't remember either, but it was considered to be a huge share. And okay, so 40 is all happened. Today, when the numbers are tenfold plus in shiurim, and people don't have that mentality anymore of having a rav, so you can have wonderful yeshivas, wonderful bachim, but the ability to if you have something to strive for, if you can peg off to something ahead of the road, then you're in a whole different frame of growth than if you're sort of inching your way out. I want to express you should feel that curse of hope to be in a makom that has such anhuggins and that approach of. And that's why people here seem to grow tremendously. And a person understands making she'ifas and goals, I mean, obviously realistic goals and true she'ifas, are something that gives, it starts paying dividends from the day that you set the goal. It's not only that you worked it and then you'll be there. A person who sees himself as growing already is different. And all of it's rooted in this hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Erker. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Erker Asher Erker, I'll be with them in every tzara. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, they're not going to want to hear about more tzaras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, Daya Letzara B'Shaiter. Tzaras are only at the time that they are. Tzaras are exist only in the present. They don't exist in the future. The erker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you exists always. And no matter what place a person is, no matter how much has the Panur has thrown, there is that any particular Nazir. If a person sets sets a goal and he hopes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hanhag of Erke, that's been stamped in Kaisel, it's the earliest, way before Yudke Vavke, specifically Erke, that what will be there tomorrow already is able to mashfeel the time today. Matzlacha.